All right, guys. Well, we're going to get started now. All right. Well, first of all, thank you for everybody for calling in. It shows a lot. You know, I used to do these calls a while back, and I kind of got away from it a little bit, but it's something that I wanted to bring back because, you know, with all the negativity that's out in the world today, everybody needs some sort of a shot of adrenaline, a shot of motivation, if you will, to get them back on track and focus on the good stuff as opposed to the bad. So that's basically the reason why I'm starting this call up again. So, you know, the bottom line is in sports or in life in general, people tend to look at the reasons why they can't do things as opposed to the reasons why they can. You know, sports, you go to a free throw line and in basketball and you're looking at the free throw and you're saying to yourself, you know, what are you saying? Are you saying, I hope I miss it? I mean, I hope I don't miss it, or, you know, I know I'm going to hit it. It's a mindset. You know, and that, a few things of the things I'm going to talk to tonight is two things. One is the mindset, okay, which is everything in life, regardless of sports or not. Everything is your mindset. And the second is what we're going to call role modeling. It's basically doing the things that other people have already done to save you the hardship of going through the trial and error. So in reference to mindset, your mindset is what makes you do things, makes you not do things. All right. And the bottom line with mindset is that you have the choice over what kind of a mindset you want to have. If you want to be positive and you want to think that way, well, then that's what you have to do. You know, you have to do things that other people aren't doing. You know, if the common guy, you know, you ever hear the expression, if everybody's running one way, I'm running the other way? Well, that's true in life, and it's true in basketball. You know, most guys practice just hard enough so the coach doesn't complain, you know, and the coach plays them just enough so they don't complain. So it's kind of like a lose-lose situation, if you will. And a lot of that's developed by mindset. You know, when you have the right mindset, when you have the right mentality and you're approaching things from a positive way as opposed to a way of not hoping that it doesn't happen. In other words, if you're hoping not to mess up as opposed to expecting to succeed, your game changes and your life changes. You know, you're going to start doing things. You know, when you try not to mess up, more often times than not, you do mess up. And the reason why is because what you're doing is you're putting in your mind the messing up aspect of life. In other words, you're putting in front of you, in front of your mind, you're putting you messing up. You know, you focus on what you want in life, not what you don't want. And that's the biggest thing about mindset, is that you have control over it. Like right now, if I told you, you know, close your eyes, you know, and if you can try and do this with me, it would be great. You know, close your eyes and imagine yourself sitting at the free throw line at Madison Square Garden. You know, and imagine yourself looking up at the hoop, and you've seen all the fans behind you waving and screaming there, and you hear all the loud noises. Now, you can actually, if you close your eyes and you actually decide to try to visualize that and try to really feel that, you can. You know, your mind doesn't know the difference between imagination and reality. Therefore, no matter what your mind, you know, no matter what the actual situation is, if you run it through your mind enough, your mind will start to feel the sensations that you're putting in there. So what I'm trying to say is, if you're at that free throw line in your mind and you're saying, you know what, I hope I don't miss this, the emotions that you're going to be feeling, the tinglings in your body that you're going to be feeling are going to be different if you're going up there with the confidence that you're going to hit it. Now, that doesn't mean that every time you have confidence you're going to succeed. That would be silly, because that's not the way life works. But the point I'm making is that, you know, if you think negatively, the outcome is not going to be good. But if you think positively, the outcome could be good. So I would rather put myself in a position where the outcome could be good as opposed to an outcome where it definitely will not be good, if that makes sense. So again, getting back to the mindset aspect, choose what mindset you want to have. You know, if you want to be the best player on your team, then decide to be the best player on your team and do what you have to do to be the best player on your team. There's going to be things that you don't want to do, like shoot 100 or 200 extra shots before or after, or even before and after practice. There's things that you're not going to want to do, like sleep more. There's going to be things that you don't want to do, like not hang out with your friends or play video games. But these are the things that you need to do in order to do the things that you want to do, if that makes sense. You know, you got to be willing to do these things if you want to differentiate yourself from the pack. And that's really what it boils down to. You know, your mindset, you know, most great athletes, you can ask them all, the Michael Jordan, the LeBron James. LeBron James is actually playing very well now in the finals, and I'm very happy to see that because, you know, we're witnessing the greatest athlete in the history of sports. Not basketball player per se, but athlete. He is, 6'8", 260. I mean, he's a physical specimen that's insane. But when it comes down to the clutch, until recently, he's been faltering. And the reason why is because he's not focusing on what he can do. He's focusing on what he's not doing. And it's a big distinction. So that's what I'm telling you. You have to be able to do everything you can to put yourself in a position to become successful, and that starts with the mind. It starts with you believing that you deserve the success and you believing that you have what it takes. And it's not easy, because if you're out there, you know, hanging out with your friends and knowing you have to be up at 6 o'clock to go to practice or whatever it is, and you're out there hanging out till 2 o'clock in the morning, you know you're not doing the right thing. And now you have no right to go to practice and expect the coach to give you what you want, because you haven't put in the time. You don't deserve it. The bottom line is you have to deserve success. But again, it starts with the mind. It starts with what are you willing to do mentally in order to become successful. So that's a few things, you know, as far as mindset. I mean, there's so much more. I could speak hours on these things, you know, and as we get, you know, into the calls more on a more frequent basis, what we're going to do is we're going to speak about, you know, different types of, I guess you could say, what's the word I'm looking for, like steps you can actually take, you know, actual things you can do. But this is just kind of like a brief overview of what we're going to do. Now, the other thing that I want to speak to you guys about tonight is role modeling, all right? Role modeling is one of the best things you can possibly do in life if it's done properly, all right? The reason why I say it's done properly is because of this. Most people follow the people who are doing the things incorrectly. Like, for example, you go into the gym, right, and you see this really huge guy, and he's doing all these different exercises. You're like, I want to be like him. Now, you're paying attention to what he's doing. You're not paying attention to what he, you know, the things that happen outside the gym or his form. You're just saying, you see him big, and you want to be big, so you're going to do what he's doing. Now, odds are, there's things that he's doing that you shouldn't be doing, number one. But number two, everybody starts from a certain point. You know, everybody has to start at the bottom in order to get to the top. The only place you start at the top is when you're digging a hole. And, you know, what happens when you dig a hole, you fall in and you can't get out. So that's when injuries happen. That's when things of that nature happen. So the point I'm making is that with role modeling, you have to look at someone who's went through the process, who has what you want, and has a proven method to get there. Like Michael Jordan. Perfect example is Michael Jordan. What he did was he got cut from his high school basketball team. I don't know if everyone's aware of that, but Michael Jordan got cut when he was a sophomore in high school. And his coach said to him, if you come to practice every single day at 6 a.m. for the next year, you will make this team. And not only will you make it, but you'll be starting. And not because he's going to give it to you. Now, he said to him, not because I'm going to let you do it and give it to you, because you'll have earned it, because you put in the work and you deserve it. So what did Michael Jordan do? He did exactly what his coach said. And what happened? He became the best player to ever play the game. You know, same things with like a Derek Jeter in baseball. You know, Derek Jeter came up through the Yankee system, and, you know, everyone told him, you know, different things, that he was lacking this. Now, you know, as he's getting older, they're telling me he's lacking his range. He can't get, you know, make the plays like he used to. And what is he doing? He's not getting mad. He's not getting angry. He's not telling and blaming people. What is he doing? He's doing what he's supposed to do to get better. He's working the extra time. He's putting in the extra effort. And he's continuing to have a successful year. This year he's hitting. Last year they said he couldn't hit. He was done. His career was over as far as hitting goes. But what happened was, this year he's having one of the best hitting seasons that he's had in his career. And the reason why, welcome to the call, thank you.
Yep.
The reason why he's having such a great hitting year this year is because he worked his butt off in the offseason to get his swing right. So the bottom line is what I'm saying here as far as role modeling is, you need to pick someone who is doing what you want to do, but doing it the right way. Because, you know, I've seen it time and time again. You see someone with fantastic talent. They have all the talent in the world. You know, you look at them, you know, and you're like, wow, this guy's an amazing talent. But what happens is the person with the talent doesn't, you know, doesn't want to, you know, improve himself to the point where he's the best, or he doesn't want to do the things that, you know, someone who isn't the best is doing. In other words, I guess the best way to break it down is that, you know, he has the talent. He's relying on the talent to get him where he wants to go, okay? So he's not working on his mind. He's not working on his, you know, his speed, agility, and quickness. He's just relying on the pure talent to keep him where he is. Now, one thing about you know, your mental toughness, and one thing about your mindset, you know, and role modeling, is that your mind can take you where your body needs to go. Okay, so your mind can take the body there, but the opposite doesn't happen. Your body, you know, regardless of how talented you are, cannot take your mind where it needs to go. So the bottom line here is I think it's pretty obvious that everything starts with the mind. You know, no matter what it is, you know. So when you're choosing a role model, what you need to do is you need to choose someone that has what you want and is doing the right thing. You know, and you know, you can research anybody you want. You know, anyone in this world, all the great minds, all the great athletes, everybody is online. Everybody is in print. All you need to do is just Google. You know, Google is like the biggest company right now. It's a search engine. It has no product. It has nothing, but it's a search engine. So go on there. Check out who you want to check out. My favorite player of all time, you know, I don't know, you know, with you guys with the different ages, but one of my favorite players of all time is a guy by the name of Mark Jackson. He's actually now head coach of the Golden State Warriors. And if you guys know him, you know, fantastic. You'll know what I'm talking about. But if you don't, you know, Google Mark Jackson, and you'll see what Mark Jackson went through. Mark Jackson, coming out of college, was told he can't shoot. He can't play defense. He was too slow. They basically said he should not be in the NBA because of these things. So what did he do? He was picked number 17 in the draft, and did he get mad and curse all the coaches and the scouts who said that he didn't have anything? No, he said, you know what, I'm going to bust my butt and I'm going to become successful. And what did he do? He was the rookie of the year in his first year, then he made the all-star team the second year. But now here's where the story gets funny. It gets interesting, and this is why it's such a great analogy for understanding mindset, is because then what happened was his head got too big for him. And I love Mark Jackson, but his head got too big for him. He started believing his own press. People were talking like, oh, he's one of the greatest point guards, this and that, and he started believing his own press. And what happened? His game started to decline. His third year in, he came in out of shape, and he started to go downhill. Till literally in the playoffs, I don't know if you guys remember, I'm not sure exactly the year, but the Knicks beat the Boston Celtics in a five-game series, where Patrick Ewing actually hit a three from the corner, hit a three-pointer. And Mark Jackson did not get off the bench in that series. So you would think that's the end of the story. But no, here's where it gets better, okay? Mark Jackson then said, you know what, I need to rededicate myself. He had a great year. Pat Riley took over the Knicks. He had a great year. And then the Knicks traded him. He was heartbroken. He loved New York. That's where he grew up. He went to St. John's University. He's a New Yorker. He went to the Clippers. Then he got traded to the Pacers. Okay, and when he got to the Pacers, he kind of went into a different realm, and he was kind of like a different player because he started using his mind more as opposed to just his physical skill. I mean, he was a 6'3" point guard, but he had some of the best post moves that you'll ever see, including big men, because he took the time to learn these things. This is the kind of guy he was. He wanted to do the things that no one else was doing. Point guards weren't posting up at that time. He decided to do it. You know, they know the rule now. There's a rule in the NBA. It's called the Mark Jackson rule. The rule is you're not allowed to back down your opponent for more than 5 seconds. The reason why is because Mark Jackson used to just back everybody down. They couldn't stop him. He was strong, and he would just back you down and give a teardrop right over you and score. So the bottom line is he could have given up at the end. He could have said, oh, you know what, that's it, my career's over, but he fought back. And now, if you look at the record books, Mark Jackson is the third all-time in assists, not in point guards all in general, just third all-time in assists. He's ahead of Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas, Oscar Robertson. The only people that are ahead of him are Jason Kidd and John Stockton. That was the only two players that are ahead of him. Now, the reason why I'm trying to stress this to you guys, here's a guy who basically was given no shot. He played 17 years in the NBA. And then it gets even better. He wanted to go on. You know what? Basketball's not over. Now I want to become an analyst. He went out and became one of the best analysts. He was featured on NBA, you know, the NBA on NBC and ESPN with Jeff Van Gundy and Mike Breen. And then, just as a point guard, as an extension of the coach on the court, with no coaching experience of any level, not high school, not AAU, none of that, what did he do? He became the head coach of the Golden State Warriors. They had a good season this year. They had a lot of injuries with Steph Curry, but he led them to a pretty good year. So the bottom line, guys, is that what I'm trying to stress to you is that, you know, role modeling the right kind of people is what it's about. You know, and realizing that, you know, if Mark Jackson wasn't mentally tough, if he didn't have that right mindset, if he didn't believe in himself, you know, you got to understand something. Belief in yourself is where it starts. You know, if you don't believe in yourself, why should anybody else? You know, and that doesn't mean you be arrogant. That doesn't mean you step on the court like, oh, I can take you. That just means you step on the court and what you're doing is you're saying to yourself, you know I deserve to be on this court. I put in the time, I put in the effort, I put in the work, and I belong on this court. And that's what the difference between confidence and arrogance is. Arrogance is you just think you're that good. You know, you have the talent, and you just step on the court, and you can take anybody. And that's where, you know, those guys might succeed for a little while, but when push comes to shove and their careers are over, I can promise you this, they won't be one of the people that are recognized as one of the greatest players or a great teammate. Those are the guys that are in it for themselves. So, I mean, the bottom line is, you know, the two topics that we covered tonight, which was mindset, you know, and role modeling. I want you guys to understand that this is something that you have control over. You know, there's not many things in life that you have control over. They say that, you know, life is 90%, I mean, it's 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. And that is so true. You know, anything that happens, it's a matter of how you react to it and how you respond to it. All right, so the bottom line is, you know, in this life where we have very few things that we actually control, outside things. We can't control the weather. We can't control if a coach cuts us or not. We can't control the playing time that we get from our coaches. But, you know, we can control our minds. We can control how we prepare for the next game. You know, we can prepare the attitude that we have on the bench. And that's not just for basketball and for sports, guys. That is about life as well, and more so. You know, this is great that, you know, you guys are athletes and you want to become great in basketball or sports or whatever it is, but the bottom line is, you know, better person, better player, period. That's the bottom line. You become a better person, you become a better player because you have more respect from your teammates, you have more respect from your coaches, you know, you're looked at as a leader. These are the things that, you know, you got to be willing to do. You can read books, you can, you know, do things like this. Just you guys calling in for this call right now, for me, shows me more than anything you can do on a basketball court, because you're willing to do the things that other people aren't willing to do in order to have the things that they don't have. You know, and that's respect from people. Right now, I respect you guys like you wouldn't believe, because you took the time, you took a faith walk, you know, you took a jump and said, oh, let me just call into this call and see what it's about. And I hope you guys love it. I hope you guys share it, because, I mean, it doesn't matter to me who calls in. I just love, you know, sharing, you know, this mental toughness and knowledge and about life and about sports with anyone who wants to listen, because life is about sharing, guys. Life is about giving things to others. You know, Zig Ziglar, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of him, but you can Google him. Like I said, Z-I-G-Z-I-L-G-A-R, Zig Ziglar. But the bottom line with Zig Ziglar, he has a great quote. He says, if you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want by default. And that's the absolute truth, guys. So that's why I'm just doing this, you know, to just give back. You know, there's no cost to the call other than you guys calling in. It's just something that I want to do to kind of give back and show people out there that there are good people out there. It's just a matter of associating yourself properly with them. That's another topic for another day as far as your associations and who you spend your time with. But again, guys, I'm gonna cut the call short now. All right. If you guys have any questions, you can email me. My email is Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, at GPS. Basketball Instruction. That's GPS, like Bo, Paul, Sam, basketballinstruction.com. And that's also my website. So if you guys want to check out my website, I actually have some previous calls that I have done in the past that are on my website that you can just click on and listen to. Anything that I'm doing as far as clinics or anything like that, which I didn't mention, was that I'm also a certified personal trainer, strength and conditioning coach, and I'm running clinics here in New York and actually all over the country, whoever is looking to do clinics and training on the speed, agility, and quickness aspect of the game as well. So we have a lot of good of affiliation, a lot of good collaborations with different people around the country. So, you know, wherever you guys are, we can get enough people together, we can come out there and do a clinic for you guys. All right, but my website will have all the updated information. I have a big clinic coming up in New York, actually, in Staten Island, August 10th through the 12th. It's a three-day clinic. It's going to be 18 hours of training, 6 hours a day with a mental toughness seminar, and that's going to be featuring Ryan Goodson as well. If you don't know who Ryan Goodson is one of the top basketball skill trainers in the country, and he's out in North Carolina. He's coming in to do it. So we're going to be doing 3 days, 18 hours of training with a mental toughness seminar. That's a great clinic for middle school and high school players. So if you guys want to come down and you're in that age group, more than welcome. Email me. I'll give you the information. It's all on my website. All right, guys, but I want to thank you again for calling in. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to email me, all right? All right, guys, have a great night, okay?
Bye. Take it easy.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.